A decades-old theater in the North Woods is shutting its doors, and it's not the only Wisconsin cinema facing hard times. It's Thursday, November 27th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Happy Thanksgiving. Good morning. I'm Alex Groh. Coming up on the show today, the University of Wisconsin-Madison is launching a new major in public policy. And we'll hear from a Grammy-nominated singer-songwriter from Appleton who is out with her first solo album. Stay with us.
What started with one experimental license more than 100 years ago is today Wisconsin Public Radio. With dozens of stations around the state, an app, and a comprehensive website at WPR.org. Thank you to our donors who made this journey possible.
A small movie theater in Wisconsin's North Woods is closing its doors for good at the end of the month. Evan Casey has more on why the cinema's owner is calling it quits.
Park Theater in the small city of Park Falls has been operating since 1950. Kathleen Freiberger is the owner.
It was always just a nice small town theater.
But Freiberger says it wasn't turning a profit.
You know, when you can stay home and just stream a movie, I think most people are going to do that.
It's not the only Wisconsin cinema facing hard times. Lee Barzak operates three small movie theaters in Milwaukee. Ticket sales are down nearly 40% compared to before the pandemic. He says concessions are the main way they make money.
You can't make enough to have any kind of a profit just on tickets.
Park Theater will show its last movie on November 30th. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Federal food aid was restored in Wisconsin shortly before the end of the government shutdown. But food banks and pantries across the central United States say they're experiencing continued demand through the holiday season. Beth Corbett with the Central Texas Food Bank says a lot more people turn to food resources this month.
We're seeing at minimum, really in these last couple of weeks, a 50% increase in folks accessing our distributions. Some sites we've seen up to a 300% increase.
Corbett says people took on additional debt or tapped into their savings during the shutdown. November and December are always times of increased need, and she expects this year will be even higher. The University of Wisconsin-Madison will launch the state's first public policy undergraduate major next fall. Corrine Hess reports growing student demand for public policy classes is prompting the La Follette School of Public Affairs to expand its offerings.
About 5 years ago, UW-Madison began offering undergraduate courses in public policy along with its typical graduate level programs. Now, there are more students interested in taking the classes than there are courses. Susan Yockey heads the La Follette School. She anticipates about 50 students will enroll in the major next fall.
Public policy across the country is really growing wildly at the undergraduate level. So student demand here at UW-Madison matches student demand at a lot of other college campuses.
In the 2024-25 academic year, more than 1,000 students enrolled in the La Follette undergraduate courses. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, a conversation and some music with Wisconsin songwriter Hillary Reynolds. Stay with us.
I'm Roy Christensen, chair of the Wisconsin Public Radio Association. WPR is more than a news source. It's a lifeline for our communities. From daily reporting and in-depth analysis to classical music and meaningful conversations, WPR delivers reliable content every day. As a board member and a longtime listener, I know how vital this service is. Visit WPR.org/together.
And finally, Hillary Reynolds is a Grammy-nominated songwriter from Appleton. After years of writing songs for other musicians, she's out with her debut solo album. It's called Changing Seasons. Reynolds sat down to talk about the new album with Kate Archer Kent on WPR's Wisconsin Today.
You talk about how these songs are too personal to have other performers make them their own. Is this a change inside of you to say, no, these are my words, they're meant for me?
I went through a phase of thinking that in order to find career success, it was a means to support other people's visions and putting theirs before my own. Writing these songs specifically, they were such good medicine for me that when that happened, I just knew they were too precious to hear somebody else sing. I haven't always felt that way, but now I can recognize it.
Sun's coming up to shine, you're still sleeping. I've been up all night for no reason, and I can't turn off my mind. Lately I've been lost in contradictions, running wild in my imagination.
The second track on the album, Can't Turn Off My Mind, it feels like it has layers of meaning. There's the insomnia, you know, there could be the buzzing to-do list in a mom's mind. Have you found that some of these songs have transformed through time from, you know, writing them to recording them to performing them for an audience?
I think that song in particular has had such an interesting meaning change over the years. When I first wrote it, it was just more or less about my anxiety and, you know, the active rumination in the most inconvenient times. And then becoming a mother, it did sort of open up and go a little deeper. And even last night, my little buddy had a sore throat and he woke up in the middle of the night. And for the rest of the night, I didn't sleep. I just didn't get good sleep at all because I was just wanting to make sure he was okay, you know? And I think that's just part of being a mom.
Let's talk about the title track, Changing Seasons.
Don't buy me roses, they're free on the vine. Leave them in the garden, we'll bring a blight. Bring a blanket outside. Ooh, you see me just as I am, changing seasons.
How does it set the scene and the mood for your solo debut here?
I think this track in particular for me really dives deep into the influences of this whole record. And for me, Sunrise, a track by Norah Jones on the Feels Like Home album, I just felt a kindred spirit with writing this song and channeling that warmth. And I think most of what she does is timeless. And I think that when I wrote this song with my guitar player, it was just one of those things where I felt like I could sing it for the rest of my life and it would just continue to be one of those chestnuts in the repertoire, you know? And when we came together to build the world, I just thought it was a great first track to introduce people to all of the intimate places this album can be, but then also all of the worlds that it can touch.
That was Appleton songwriter Hillary Reynolds talking about her new album, Changing Seasons. You can hear the full interview at WPR.org/Wisconsin Today. And that'll do it for this Thanksgiving holiday. Thanks so much for spending a little bit of time with us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producer today was Courtney Everett. As always, have a great rest of your day and a happy Thanksgiving. We'll talk to you again soon.